is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Southeast of Nome, Alaska, searchers found the wreck of a Bering Air commuter airplane, a Cessna 208B, that had gone missing with 10 people aboard. The searchers said three bodies were seen inside the wreck. Coast Guard Lieutenant Commander Ben McIntyre Coble won't say if weather was a factor.
It's February in Alaska, and the weather has not been fantastic.
A federal judge in Washington, D.C. temporarily blocked the Trump administration plan to place 2,200 employees at the Agency for International Development on paid leave. Two federal workers associations argue Trump doesn't have the authority for his swift dismantling of the agency. The president firing Kennedy Center chair David Rubenstein and other members of the center's board. He claims they don't share his vision of the golden age in arts and culture. The president has made himself chairman. This is ABC News. Doctor's office visits for flu-like symptoms indicate the worst winter virus season in 15 years. Bird flu has driven up egg prices. Several cases detected in New York City. ABC's Brian Clark with more.
After inspectors found seven cases of bird flu at live poultry markets in New York City in the last week, Governor Kathy Hochul announced,
"We're issuing a notice and order to temporarily shut down all live bird markets in New York City, as well as in Westchester, Nassau, and Suffolk counties."
The order lasts for 1 week, and all markets will require a state inspection before they're allowed to reopen. Brian Clark, ABC News.
A cautionary tale about drunken driving comes to us from New York's Long Island, where a judge sentenced Amandeep Singh to up to 25 years in prison on his confession to being drunk and high on cocaine in a wrong-way crash in 2023 that killed two 14-year-old rising tennis stars and injured two more. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks take on the Hawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks road trip continues. After beating the Hornets in Charlotte, they're now in Atlanta to face the Hawks. In college basketball, the 21st-ranked Wisconsin Badgers take on a rival, the Iowa Hawkeyes in Iowa City. That one starts at noon tomorrow. NFL, Green Bay Packers quarterback Jordan Love was in New Orleans at the Super Bowl and was asked to describe how he thought the Packers season went overall.
You know, I think the main theme of the season for us was just inconsistent. You know, I felt like it was some really good, and it was some just not consistent enough to be able to be one of those top offenses in the league. But, you know, we were able to generate a lot of explosive plays, and I think when we can keep building and keep honing in on all the details and just being that consistent offense like you see some of these offenses do, where they just go out and put up all these points every week and do the same stuff, I think that's where we need to get to.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. Adam Scott is on a roll. The Severance star is returning to the film genre that gave him a start. Scott has signed on to the project to play a horror novelist who visits an Irish inn to disperse his parents' ashes, only to find out it's haunted. Hockham will be directed by Irish director Damian McCarthy, who directed last year's critically acclaimed Oddity. Scott got his start in the genre with a 1996 Hellraiser Bloodline. This film is still in pre-production. Adrian Brody says the makeup artist of The Brutalist tried to remove his prosthetic nose. The only problem is, it was not prosthetic. Apparently, Brody's real nose looked fake to the makeup artist. The Oscar-nominated actor told Jimmy Fallon he asked her if she was trying to remove that, And she said yes. And he said, it doesn't come off. Brody says he and the makeup artist had a laugh after she said, this is going in my diary. And Brody said that this is going in his talk show repertoire. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Snow showers for late tonight and continuing through tomorrow afternoon, an inch or two of accumulation, a low tonight in the low 20s, high tomorrow upper 20s to around 30. Then sunshine into Sunday, highs into the low 20s. Currently it's 26.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Join me this week as we talk to my friend and national figure Adam Kinzinger in what will be certain to be an incredible conversation.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Friday, TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Jumma Mubarak. It's the end of the week, the beginning of the weekend. It's Anything Goes Friday. It's you and me for the next 3 hours. No guests today. I just got off CNN, by the way. I don't know if you caught it, but Pamela Brown was kind enough to have me on her program, along with a talk show host out of Iowa, Jeff. I'm sorry, I'm forgetting his last name right now, but he a good guy. His main point was, we all love what Trump and Musk are doing because, you know, we're wasting money with all these government programs. And I was asking, you know, why are they doing this? You know, more than half of all Teslas are made in China. Musk has been, according to the press reports, in regular communication with Putin for a couple of years. He cut off Starlink to Ukraine when they wanted to hit the Russian fleet in Crimea. Is this being done, all this gutting of our government, in order to pay for tax cuts for billionaires? Is it being done to help out Putin and Xi? Or is it being done to stop the investigations? FAA was looking into FAA was looking into SpaceX, and Musk got the head of the FAA fired. USAID was looking into Starlink. Musk got them shut down. The Department of Justice is looking into Tesla. They've got multiple investigations into Tesla. Are those getting shut down? I think you can probably bet that they are. So what the hell is going on here? So anyhow, we'll get into all that. Musk and Trump's national security sabotage, why Putin and Xi are laughing. I'll tell you about that in a moment. Also, one of Musk's racist bros who invaded the Treasury Department just resigned. And Musk's kids have apparently fed our secret federal information into a Microsoft AI program with no security protocols, or very few apparently, to look for places to cut to make room for the billionaire tax break. That all in the first hour. In the second hour of our program, what every American should care, why every American should care about CBS settling this dangerous Trump lawsuit. Even MAGA Republicans should be worried about this. And Trump orders key government agencies to cancel all media contracts. In the third hour of our program, Sonia Sotomayor goes off on presidential immunity, and Republicans are pushing a bill to ban prosecutors from going after officials who refuse to certify elections. Say what? It's downright weird. By the way, those of you who are fans of Louise's songs on this program, they are now available. We've been putting them out for about a week now, and this is the first announcement if you want to check them out. They're available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok, Roblox, Luna, CapCut, Clara Musica, Savin, Agami, Bloomplay, NetEase, Cubas, and Jukes. And all you have to do is plug in Louise and Tom Hartman. Louise ampersand T-H-O-M Hartman. And sometimes just putting in Louise Hartman will bring it up, but there's a couple of other Louise Hartmans out there. So you can get the song every day, you know, for free and on your whatever you call it, Spotify or whatever it may be. All right, our op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is titled Musk's and Trump's National Security Sabotage and Why Putin and Xi are laughing. These guys have created an absolute national security nightmare, and apparently on purpose. I mean, an unelected billionaire and his merry hacker band are rooting through our nation's secrets, poking around in your personal information, financial and medical records, and reportedly altering the computer code involved in paying our nation's bills. And most recently, they gave a 23-year-old working for Musk access to the Department of Energy, which manages America's nuclear weapons arsenal. One of his teenage colleagues who's also rummaging through our nation's secrets reportedly runs websites in Russia. This is being managed by the same billionaire Trump donor the press says is in regular contact with Putin for the past 2 years and cut off Starlink to Ukraine, according to press reports, to prevent them from attacking the Russian fleet in Crimea. Musk was never elected to anything. He doesn't appear to have submitted to any kind of background checks, security checks. The people he's put inside the multiple federal agencies have no civil service, the vetting. Remember back in 2016 when the Republicans were all hysterical that Hillary Clinton had a private server in her basement to handle her own personal email, and a couple of dozen government emails accidentally ended up on that server? It's a national security nightmare. The FBI has to look into this, says Jim Comey, just days before the election. That national security election, Trump is going to protect our secrets. Hillary Clinton is loose with these things. Yeah, right. And then Trump stole thousands of classified top secret documents, including our nuclear information, and left him in a publicly available bathroom for over a year where multiple alleged spies wandered through Mar-a-Lago. This week, the CIA sent an unclassified email to the White House with the names of all the new employees. New York Times reported, quote, some former officials said they worried that the list could be passed on to a team of newly hired young software experts working with Elon Musk and his government efficiency team. If that happened, the names of the employees might be more easily targeted by China, Russia, or other foreign intelligence services. One former agency officer called the reporting of the names in an unclassified email a counterintelligence disaster. Pamela Brown pointed out to me that, it's just that list of people from the last 2 years. No, it goes beyond that. If they're in the Treasury Department's payment system, they have access to the paychecks for every spy America has anywhere in the world. I mean, how much is that information worth? Are you really going to trust a 19-year-old hacker to not sell that to China or Russia and retire to Mallorca or something? I mean, gutting the CIA, putting Tulsi Gabbard in charge of our intelligence agencies, they just shut down the FBI's Foreign Influence Task Force. We're no longer looking for foreign influence in our elections. Officially. Go ahead, Russia. Go ahead, Xi. Go ahead, Iran. Put your guy in charge of the United States. I mean, both of these dictators, Putin and Xi, have to be laughing so hard that they risk a hernia. And that's just the beginning of the gifts that Trump and Musk are handing them. Both of these dictators have hated the USAID, the Agency for International Development, forever. Putin shut it down in 2012 in Russia. Xi spent over $1 trillion since the Belt and Road Initiative was announced in 2013, $1 trillion trying to compete with USAID, which had a $35 billion budget last year. I mean, we're getting incredible value for the money we're spending with USAID. And they just shut this thing down? And, of course, Trump has openly defined laws that Congress passed to allow China to continue to operate TikTok. He's just saying, we're going to ignore the law. And then he's alienated Mexico and China. Yeah, our two closest allies and trading partners. I mean, Trudeau and Sheinbaum just played this guy, right? They both agreed, yes, we'll give you troops on the border, no problem. Trump apparently didn't realize that there are already 10,000 troops on the border in both countries because of a deal they cut with Biden. So they were like, oh, yes, Mr. Trump, we'll do that for you. And Trump goes out and says, look at what I just got. It's been there all along, you fool. And then this indicted war criminal comes to Washington, D.C. and says, hey, Mr. Trump, I got kind of a problem here. We just destroyed Gaza. It's going to cost billions to rebuild it. And whoever goes in to do that rebuilding is going to get shot at. So wouldn't, and suicide bombed. So wouldn't you prefer to have American troops and American construction companies, maybe one owned by your son-in-law, maybe one owned by you, to rebuild Gaza instead of us poor Israelis having to do it? We really don't want our soldiers to be shot at. We don't want our construction crews to be suicide bombed. Would you please do that for us, Mr. Trump? And Trump goes, yeah, sure, no problem. He bought it hook, line, and sinker. Netanyahu's still in D.C. The Republicans are treating him like some kind of, you know, emperor god. I mean, keep in mind, if we're going to put troops and construction crews in Gaza, the reason bin Laden attacked the United States was because we had an Air Force base in Saudi Arabia. He said, your forces occupy our countries. You spread your military bases throughout them. You corrupt our lands and you besiege our sanctities to protect the security of the Jews and to ensure the continuity of your pillage of our treasures. Yeah, that's why 9/11 happened. If you liked 9/11, you're going to love what comes next if Trump does this. Just saying he's going to do it, in fact, has probably already inflamed, a lot of upset. Now, we had Mark Pocan on yesterday, and he said basically that he thinks that Musk is doing all this, trying to gut all these government agencies and zero out their budgets to free up money for tax cuts for billionaires. And I'm sure that that's a piece of it. But I think it's much more insidious than that. I think that they are actually trying to destroy America. Elon Musk was not even an American citizen until recently. Donald Trump has, in my opinion, hated this country his whole entire life. He went over to Russia back in the 80s, and, you know, the Russian intelligence just embraced him and showered him with love and praise, and him and Ivana, and his wife, Ivana at the time, her father was a KGB agent. And Trump comes back to the United States and publishes an op-ed in the Washington Post, the New York Times, and the LA Times saying, hey, let's pull out of NATO, just like Putin was, or just like, it wasn't even Putin then. Just like Russia wants, just like the Soviet Union wants. He did a campaign stop in New Hampshire in the 80s. I mean, Russia's been pushing this guy forever. There are only three forces that can stop them now: public opinion, independent media, and Democrats. I mean, they're already ignoring the courts. Now, maybe the courts can at the last minute here or something, but remember, it only took 53 days for Hitler to destroy democracy in Germany. Trump is trying to beat that record. So we need to show up, speak out, and demand that our Democratic politicians raise holy hell and do something to stop this process before there's nothing left of our country, of our government. It's 17 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be picking up, I got a little more to share with you, and then I'll pick up your calls here on the other side of the break. It's Anything Goes Friday. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place where despair is not an option. Stay with us.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Venus Robertson. The Green Bay woman shares why Black History Month is special for her.
You need to be proud of your history. For me, it just means a bunch of possibilities. Looking at the road that was laid before me, opportunities that were put out for me, things people went through to make sure that I have a chance.
Her story includes dressing up as a different person every day. It's a way to teach kids at the Boys and Girls Club about the richness of Black culture.
Tradition here, well, Black History Month, Miss Venus is gonna dress up every single day. I really wanted them to see, like, you can be anything you wanna be. That is my heart. I wanna be a role model for the kids here.
Venus is sharing history while shaping the future. Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening our rights and freedoms. For non-religious freethinkers like us, it's time to take a stand. Since 1978, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has been fortifying the wall between church and state, fighting for a government that represents everyone, not just the religious majority. By joining FFRF, you're supporting their critical work. Legal battles to keep religion out of government, public education campaigns, and advocacy for reason and science. And when you become a member, you're joining a movement. You get access to Free Thought Today newspaper, advocacy resources, and a community of like-minded people fighting to ensure reason and our secular constitution prevail. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's at the end, to 511-511. And become a member today to protect the rights of free thinkers everywhere. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman or text Hartman to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
Being played at the highest stakes, where billionaires bend and the strong man takes. A whisper here, a favor there. America's enemies pull up a chair. Spies, secrets, and sabotage, selling us out for a big mirage. Men's eye, they're raising a toast, while traitors at home do the most. One's got a crown, both tear the country down, down, down. Private deals in the dead of night, national.
national security lost the fight. Spies, secrets, and sabotage, selling us out for a big mirage. Putin and Xi, they're raising a toast, while traitors at home do the most. They claim they're patriots, flag held high, but watch the money and watch the lies. Who needs enemies across the sea when the real ones hold the keys? Lies, secrets, and sabotage, selling us out for a big mirage. Putin and Xi, they're raising a toast.
Welcome back. 23 minutes past the hour. No, 25 minutes past the hour. This is a bad idea, says one of the heads of Department of Energy. CNN is reporting Elon Musk's gang of young, inexperienced Muscovites. Actually, this is David Casey's interpretation of it over on Daily Kos. Continue their unbridled rampage of federal agencies. CNN is reporting that one of these Musk lackeys, a 23-year-old college dropout, has been given access to the Department of Energy's IT systems, including systems for the National Security Administration. He was once an intern for Musk's SpaceX. Energy Secretary Chris Wright granted access to DOGE representative, a 23-year-old former SpaceX intern, over objections from members of the department's general counsel and chief information offices. He's not cleared to be in DOE, says a member of the general counsel's office. There are plans to install a SpaceX network security engineer at the Energy Department. Keep in mind, this is the agency, well, its website says, it protects our nation by designing and delivering safe, securable, reliable, and effective U.S. nuclear stockpile. They run our nuclear weapons. And he's got a 23-year-old in there? Here's another one. This guy just got fired yesterday, or resigned. He said that he has always backed eugenic immigration policies. You could not pay me to marry outside of my ethnicity. He's promoting hatred against Indian Americans. And he says, I was racist before it was cool. This is one of, you know, Elon Musk's half a dozen little guys. Meanwhile, Elon Musk's people are apparently feeding all the data that they got out of the Treasury Department's payment system into Microsoft's AI program, asking, well, where should we cut? Who should we fire? Seriously? Our secrets are now in Microsoft's AI? What's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls right after this.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Anything Goes Weekends. Stay with us. If you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know that it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automated repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. Lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts of up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code Tom, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation, code Tom.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now. at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Eagle 1490 AM.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Southeast of Nome, Alaska, searchers found the wreck of a Bering Air commuter airplane, a Cessna 208B, that had gone missing with 10 people aboard. The searchers said three bodies were seen inside the wreck. Coast Guard Lieutenant Commander Ben McIntyre Coble won't say if weather was a factor.
It's February in Alaska, the weather has not been fantastic.
A federal judge in Washington, D.C. temporarily blocked the Trump administration plan to place 2,200 employees at the Agency for International Development on paid leave. Two federal workers associations argue Trump doesn't have the authority for his swift dismantling of that agency. The president firing Kennedy Center chair David Rubenstein and other members of the center's board. He claims they don't share his vision of the golden age in arts and culture. The president has made himself chairman. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. Top Gun fans are hoping for a third film, but actor Miles Teller told Stephen Colbert he has not heard any updates. The Top Gun 2 actor who plays Rooster in the film did tell the talk show host that he has made one demand of the film star's Tom Cruise. If there is a third film, Teller wants some warning so he has time to get in shape. Ideally, 1 month per ab, so a total of 6 months. Rumors that the third film is in development have not been confirmed. Demi Moore is nominated for a Best Actress for her role in The Substance, an impressive achievement for someone who was labeled a popcorn actress years ago by producer. Moore talked about her Golden Globe acceptance speech on the Jimmy Kimmel Live show, where she mentioned the producer's prediction. Kimmel asked her if she thought the producer, who has since passed away, heard her speech. Moore said, "He's probably rolling over in his grave. Revenge is a dish best served when the other person is still alive, but I'm sure it still feels good." For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks take on the Hawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks road trip continues. After beating the Hornets in Charlotte, they're now in Atlanta to face the Hawks. In college basketball, the 21st-ranked Wisconsin Badgers take on a rival, the Iowa Hawkeyes in Iowa City. That one starts at noon tomorrow. NFL, Green Bay Packers quarterback Jordan Love was in New Orleans at the Super Bowl and was asked to describe how he thought the Packers season went overall.
You know, I think the main theme of the season for us was just inconsistent. You know, I felt like it was some really good, and it was some just not consistent enough to be able to be one of those top offenses in the league. But, you know, we were able to generate a lot of explosive plays, and I think when we can keep building and keep honing in on all the details and just being that consistent offense like you see some of these offenses do, where they just go out and put up all these points every week and do the same stuff, I think that's where we need to get to.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Snow showers for late tonight and continuing through tomorrow afternoon, an inch or two of accumulation, a low tonight in the low 20s, high tomorrow upper 20s to around 30. Then sunshine into Sunday, highs into the low 20s. It's 24 right now.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Do you know that Donald Trump's draconian policies are hurting children right here in Wisconsin? Dane County's Head Start program experiences outages. We discuss at 3 o'clock.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Family struggle, wanting more. Congress trades on secret ties. Oligarchs rise as freedom dies. 2025, the year of American oligarchy.
Back 35 minutes past the hour, and in just a second I want to pick up your phone calls, but the Lincoln Project just released an absolutely mind-boggling new television ad. I mean, it's over on YouTube. You can find it on the Lincoln Project site, but this is really hard-hitting stuff. Check this out.
Who is threatening the Social Security benefits you worked hard for all your life? Elon Musk. Who gets to look at the personal information the government has on you in its databases? Elon Musk. Who controls the computer systems that decide if you get your tax refund or disaster relief or Medicare benefits? Elon Musk. Who gets billions in taxpayer money every year, all while controlling the government's payment system? Elon Musk. President Musk says he wants at least $2 trillion in cuts. That's your Social Security. That's your Medicare. That's America's roads and bridges. That's an economic depression. You think you voted for Trump, but you didn't. You voted for Elon Musk. All hail President Elon Musk.
Yeah, and at the very end, he's doing the Hitler salute. That's incredible. That's incredible. All right, so what's on your mind? Leon in Maroa, Illinois. Hey, Leon, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Tom. Thank you for being you and everything you do. I caught you on CNN a few minutes ago.
Oh, well, thank you, Leon.
Sure. I was watching Colbert's show last night, and he talked about the end zones being changed to, they used to say, end racism.
Yeah, now it says, let's all love each other or something like that.
Yeah. So,
and this is to not offend Trump, because he's come into the game.
Right. That's what I called, I Googled and found the NFL phone number in New York.
Oh, really?
I can share that with you if you'd like, but I thought they switch over to a customer care recording where you record your message.
Yeah.
So I told him how disgusted I was and the way they were coddling and bowing down to this racist president, and told him I was totally disgusted with them.
That's great. So you don't need to put the phone number out. If people can just, it's where do you find it on the NFL's website? I'm assuming it's like what, NFL.com?
Yes, I think it was. But if you want, you can have the number. It's great.
Well, I'd rather not put the number on the air, but if you can tell people how to find it easily, that would be useful.
Sure. Just NFL.com, I'm pretty sure that's where I found it. You had to hunt for it. It's down at the bottom. And
there might be a contact. Usually there's a contact list at the very bottom of the website.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
I think people should flood their phone line the rest of the day. They probably won't be there the rest of the week. So
sounds
take
like a
care.
Plan.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, thanks,
us.
Leon. And thanks for your
be
kind
safe.
Words. Yep. Roger in Seattle. Hey, Roger, what's up?
Thank you for having me, Tom. I want to thank you also for having the Pollen book. I'm a spiritual director of 21 years here and wanted to say that I've heard of not only spiritual directors but other medical people wanting to medically study the effects of psychedelics rather than the early, blowout.
Now, Pollen was a real pioneer in this, Michael Pollen.
Yeah. Oh. But anyway, I also know that you must have some spirituality because you've mentioned the Congregational Church and M. Scott Peck, so I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
What my main topic was to applaud the FBI. I think it's playing right into what the Democrats should do against the throw it against the wall and see what sticks. So that, okay, they get the sensitive data from DOA that the Russians and the Chinese wanted, and they didn't get it by a direct assault on CIA or FBI, but they got it through the back door with this flunky that Musk hired to go into the Department of Energy. Because what happens is they, general counsel doesn't get to all of the people that the Musk and the Trump people go to. So until they find out and get reinforced what their legal responsibilities are, they should just treat the Trump and the Muskites as Muscovites, because they are like a Russian spy, a Chinese spy, Iranian spy, until they show them that they are certified federal employees with security clearance. They have no right to that stuff.
Yeah, one of these guys says, I was a racist before it was cool. Another guy runs websites in Russia. You know, another guy, the guy that you're talking about, who's in the Department of Energy, he's a college dropout. I mean, what the hell is going on here, Roger?
Well, again, they're going to federal employees that have never been confronted with somebody who's acting like a Chinese or Russian spy and saying, give me all your secrets. And the FBI and the CIA know what they're supposed to say when they just, where's your security clearance? You know, where's your federal employee badge? And none of those guys have it. Right. Musk on down have not passed their security checks. So they need to go back to their general counsel and say, I will give you the information you want as soon as I clear it with my general counsel. I worked for the federal government for 30 years, and that's what you do when you don't know the answer. You don't want to be buffaloed by the bluster of a convicted felon as president.
Yeah.
So, you know, I want to try to give all my current colleagues who are still working for the federal government advice to go to your general counsel when you get confronted with these idiots. And then say, yeah, I'll give it to you as soon as I get the written permission from my general counsel that you can have all the information you want.
Right. Assuming your general counsel still has access to their office and their email account. That's not the case over at USAID, apparently.
Their, you know, underlings would know the basics that who can get Social Security numbers, who can get financial information, who can get our top secret or just our regular secrets, you know, so... They have to go back to the beginning and pretend that they're a new employee. And what would they do if a Chinese, Russian, or Iranian spy wanted our secrets?
Yep. I'm with you. Roger, thank you very much. Bill in St. Helens, Oregon. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Two quick thoughts. Number one, every single time, well, maybe not every time, but so everybody should try and make it a point. Every time they say Trump did this, Trump and the Republican Party, we want these two inextricably linked.
Yep.
When one goes down, we want the other to go.
That's all hail King Trump. Yep.
Yep. And number two, you're an expert in this area, but you know what? I understand that articles of incorporation no longer require social responsibility. We allow that to happen.
Yes.
But the RNC is incorporated out of Washington, D.C., and they're clearly a co-conspirator of a seditionist attempting to overthrow our government, violating the Constitution daily. And if nothing else, through their inaction, they're engaged in criminal activity. Now, if that's not the grounds for revoking articles of incorporation, I don't know what is.
Well, I think you make a good case that could be argued politically. I doubt it would stand up legally. But I appreciate your perspective, Bill, and broadly, I agree with it. I completely agree with it.
Quick thought on this. You just bring it up. You just throw it out there. It's chum in the water. The idea is not that, you know, I've read it, that it's complex, so many legal issues, it probably wouldn't happen in our lifetime, but it needs to be a national discussion. Let's throw it out. Let's see what the American people think, because every American person needs to call up their senator or representative and say, revoke their articles of incorporation. You know, it's amazing how coercive and it's a simple thing to do.
No, I totally get it. And the other question is, has the Republican Party become a racketeering and criminal organization? Should it be investigated under the RICO laws? But again, now that the Republicans control, you know, all the police agencies at the federal level, nothing like that is going to happen. But Bill, I get it. I totally get it. Mark, Bill, I got to move along. Okay. Thank you. Mark in Spring Hill, California. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Well, with the words that mean things, I was reminded of the Funboy 3 song, "The Lunatics Have Taken Over the Asylum."
Yeah, you think?
And I think, lunatics would be the perfect thing for us to use instead of them or idiots or whatever.
Yeah.
Because it swells it out. And briefly, my wife came up with a great one, I think. If we ever find ourselves standing in front of a judge for any reason, murder or petty theft, we simply plead the 47th.
The 47th? Oh, that we can do anything because Trump can do anything?
Right.
There you go. Okay, Mark, those are good. Those are really good. Thank you very much for that. And thanks for listening to KPFK there in California. We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's roughly 45 minutes past the hour, 15 minutes before the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where despair is not an option. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Fair and only slightly unbalanced. I'll be right back with your calls.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Venus Robertson. The Green Bay woman shares why Black History Month is special for her.
You need to be proud of your history. For me, it just means a bunch of possibilities. Looking at the road that was laid before me, opportunities that were put out for me, things people went through to make sure that I have a chance.
Her story includes dressing up as a different person every day. It's a way to teach kids at the Boys and Girls Club about the richness of Black culture.
Tradition here, but Black History Month, Miss Venus is gonna dress up every single day. I really wanted them to see, like, you can be anything you wanna be. That is my heart. I wanna be a role model for the kids here.
Venus is sharing history while shaping the future. Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. Those are the two most important types, as they make up about 90% of the collagen in your body, found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. A lot of other brands use a rainbow of fillers and fibers, but all you really need are types 1 and 2, or 1 and 3, excuse me. It's also completely flavorless. You can put it in anything, your coffee, your smoothies, no clumping. It's more bioavailable because it's a peptide formula. Louise and I put it in our coffee in the mornings. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over a million happy customers, has over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. They even have an 800 number you can call and talk to a real human for recipes and ideas. And best of all, Native Path offers a really amazing bundle deals on 3 and 6 packs that you can only get from our website. And that's getnativepath.com/Hartman. G-E-T, getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's at the end to start your transformation today. Don't forget to put the get at the very beginning. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
The wheels, Department of Education, cut it down to size, keep them dumb, keep them blind, feed them AI lies. He ain't building rockets, he ain't building cars, he's buying up laws, playing God with the czars. Bureaucrats fold, pockets getting fatter, while he codes the future, controlling the chatter. What does Musk want? What's he really after? DC's on a leash, bowing to the master. Power ain't enough, he's the puppet caster. Flipping the switch on democracy faster. Treasury whispering plans, turning dollars into crypto, laundering scams.
Just a reminder, these are all over on Spotify and Apple Music and everywhere else.
Free speech while he cashes.
Oh, let's listen to one of these.
He ain't building rockets, he ain't building cars, he's buying up laws, playing God with the czars. Bureaucrats fold, pockets getting fatter, while he codes the future, controlling the chatter.
There you go. 52 minutes past the hour. Let's pick up your calls here. Jessica in Chicago. Hey, Jessica, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I agree with your rant. He's destroying everything in our country. And Musk is so malicious with his he has a desire to cause pain and suffering for his sheer enjoyment. On Friday, when I was watching Alex Wagner interview a woman who worked at the USAID, and she told how Musk and his army men stormed in there and destroyed the place. She was upset how Musk tore all the photos off the wall, and the photos had pictures of the workers with the countries that they helped. Mm-hmm. The photos had pictures of the African children that they helped.
Lots of pictures of black people. They literally took the pictures of black people off the walls at USAID?
They confiscated them. Wow. They were helping them save them from starvation. They confiscated, Musk left a wall of empty frames. And they took their phone numbers, all their contacts around the world, and she wishes she could call her contacts and tell them why the U.S. isn't showing up. Musk had so much rage when he went in there and destroyed them.
Well, USAID was investigating Starlink.
Oh.
They had opened an investigation. I don't know if it was a criminal investigation or civil. I don't know the details of it, but they had opened an investigation into Starlink. So Musk was pissed off. You know, when the FAA opened an investigation into SpaceX, Musk tweeted about that, you know, just like he tweeted USAID is evil, it must be destroyed. He tweeted about the guy who was the FAA administrator, specifically named this guy, and Trump fired him.
He's so vicious. It's unbelievable. And they were about to send seed to Ukraine. Yeah. Russia had destroyed all their seed, and they used to be the breadbasket of the world.
Yep.
He's going to kill millions of people. You know what I did yesterday? I called the White House, and I asked to talk to President Musk. And I said, President Musk, you can save over $20 billion right away, cutting some federal spending. SpaceX, the rockets explode. Tesla's been in so many deadly accidents. And then Starlink is a waste of money. So I've been leaving messages for President Musk, and I think that's what we need to do.
There you go. Good on you, Jessica. Thank you so much for the call and for making my day. I appreciate it. Susan in Caldwell, Idaho. Hey, Susan, what's on your mind today?
I have a couple of topics. First, hope, because we need to be collectively organized so that we can resist. Mm-hmm. An individual isn't going to cut it. I'd like to point out that there is an AFL-CIO burst retirement organization called Alliance for Retired Americans. That is one of the litigants in the lawsuits that are now proceeding against Elon Musk in our Treasury Department. You can join for a nominal fee. Just put in your search engine, Alliance for Retired Americans. They're very friendly websites. It doesn't cost more than $10 to join a year. And these are people who actually work for the good of retired people, with for our Social Security that we all pay for our Medicare that we are still paying for with our Part B deduction. And they will take your membership, and they are actually standing up, unlike another organization that we all know, that's the Front for United Healthcare. Then, on bird flu, look to the Canadian websites. Just put in your search engine, highly pathogenic bird flu outbreaks in Canada, and you will find user-friendly websites with actual information that trace this out, you know, this current continental outbreak from 21-22, where our egg prices started to climb. They show everything they've been doing, and tangentially they reference what we have and have not been doing. And I'd like to point out, not one, as of January, not one dairy cat herd in Canada is infected with the bird flu because of measures that they took that we never did.
Oh, really? Wow. Amazing.
We never tested our cattle between
Well, not only that, we're still feeding chicken feathers to cattle. I mean, you know, it's apparently the main way the cattle are getting infected. Apparently they don't do that in Canada, Susan?
We have no
answer. Yeah. There you go. Susan, I got to run. Thank you for the call. We'll be back on the other side of the break here at the top of the hour with more of your calls and the news of the day. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening our rights and our freedoms. For non-religious freethinkers like us, it's time to take a stand. Since 1978, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has been fortifying the wall between church and state, fighting for a government that represents everyone, not just the religious majority. By joining FFRF, you're supporting their critical work, legal battles to keep religion out of government, public education campaigns, and advocacy for reason and science. And when you become a member, you're joining a movement. You'll get access to Free Thought Today newspaper, advocacy resources, and a community of like-minded people fighting to ensure reason and our secular constitution prevail. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today and protect the rights of freethinkers everywhere. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman or text Hartman to 511-511.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Mr. Global Matt Randolph is back to talk about the Trump administration policies and how that's affecting us, heating our houses and filling up the gas. Join us.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6 rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Trump exacting more of the retribution he promised when he was running for office, this time targeting his predecessor.
Trump posting on social media that he is revoking the security clearance of former President Joe Biden, saying that he will no longer receive intelligence briefings, cutting off any access to classified information. In that statement, he says that the former president cannot be trusted.
ABC's Rachel Scott. Biden did the same thing to Trump 4 years ago. A federal judge is pausing the administration bid to dismantle the Agency for International Development. Two associations representing federal workers say Trump doesn't have the authority to do this so quickly. A federal jury in Los Angeles convicted county sheriff.